I'm going to discuss about the analysis and comparison of quality metrics with reference based on uniform color spaces. Indeed, uniform color spaces model correctly some properties of HVS. They are used here on gray level images and give us interesting formulas. Slide 2. We are studying three representative quality metrics, namely the peak signal noise to ratio, the visible difference predictor, the mean structural similarity index. Throughout this presentation, I would like to convince you of two statements. Yes, VDP and SSIM are consistent with Weber's law. No, Weber's law is not consistent with HVS. The defense is organized in five steps. First step focuses on formulas. Second step does first order approximation. Third step uses formally published psychovisual testing. Findings from step 2 and 3 enable to propose a new photometric invariance principle. Simulations and step 5 confirm the findings of step 1. Slide 3. The upper corner of the slide, there are two images, two vertical sine wave grating images, and according to Michelson's contrast, they have the same contrast. Just below is their profile along a horizontal line, and the vertical axis is in units of candelabra square meter. Many contrasts have been derived from this Michelson's contrast. They usually are defined as the ratio of two frequency channels, one using a bandpass filter and the other one using a low-pass filter. All of these contrasts are consistent with Weber's law, which can be expressed as the visibility of a distortion remains unchanged when the same scalar factor is applied to the background luminance and to the distortion luminance. VDP and SSIM comply with this Weber's law. Indeed, this is the output of a bandpass filter for the reference image. This is either the average of an image or the output of a low-pass filter, and this is the same but for distorted image. This is the local average for reference image and for distorted image. This is the local cross standard deviation for reference and distorted image, and this are the local standard deviation for reference and distorted image. Slide 4. This CIE color space has been chosen for the sake of its simplicity. Let us consider two gray level inputs of luminance L and L plus delta L. Delta E measures to what extent they look different. First order approximation yields the following expression. We assume that the two gray levels input are very close to the threshold of visibility. Substituting delta E in the former expression yields a new expression of Weber's contrast threshold. It is a function of the background luminance. And this shows that uniform color space are not consistent with Weber's law. On the contrary, the Weber's contrast threshold follows a very specific power law with respect to the background luminance. This is the gamma correction. It describes how any CRT or LCD monitor transform a given gray level into luminance. This formula is expanded in its Taylor series up to order 1, and delta G is set equal to a given threshold, and this yields a Weber's contrast threshold as a function of the background luminance. It follows a very similar power law. The graph nearby shows the Weber's contrast threshold as a function of the background luminance. The red line in the middle is derived from CIE color space, and the blue and green line are derived from gamma correction with delta G equal to 2 and delta G equal to 3. One can note that all these curves are very close to each other. Slide 5. This is an example of psychovisual test that can be found in the literature. It shows the sensitivity threshold as a function of the test grating frequency. The four curves are plotted by varying the orientation of the grating and the background luminance, ranging from 1 candela per square meter to 100 candela per square meter. The three maximum are not in a horizontal line, and this shows that this psychovisual test is not consistent with Weber's law. Let us choose one specific frequency, say 2 cycles per degree. When the background luminance is increased 10 times, the sensitivity threshold is increased of only 2.25 times. Indeed, 147 divided by 65 is approximately equal to 65 divided by 29, which is approximately equal to 2.25, and 2.25 happened to be the cubic root of 10. Hence, this graph is consistent with the lower equation. And since sensitivity is the inverse of contrast, this graph is in fact consistent with the first equation. Note that this first equation is derived from uniform color space. Slide 6. This formula enables to express both viewpoints. On one hand, according to Weber's law, visual distortion remains, the visibility of distortion remains unchanged when the same scalar factor is applied to the background luminance and to the distortion luminance. Hence, any quality matrix which fulfills this equation with alpha close to zero is consistent with Weber's law. On the other hand, the findings have shown that when a scalar factor is applied to the background luminance, in order to achieve the constancy of the visibility of distortions, it should also be applied to the distortion luminance, but this distortion luminance should be also divided by the cubic root of this scalar factor. Hence, any quality matrix which fulfills this equation with alpha close to 1/3 is consistent with HVS with respect to its sensitivity to background luminance. This formula is called a photometric invariance law. It has given rise to an algorithm which uses images like the one below. It uses distortions like the white triangle, the white square, and a straight line. Slide 7. These are the numerical simulations and their results. Each cross on both images is a specific experiment, and for each experiment, a distortion is chosen, a quality metric is tested, and a relationship between lambda and lambda prime is produced. These relationships are shown on the four figures nearby. As for PSNR, the alpha parameter extracted is 0.42, and this is because of the gamma correction, as 0.42 is the inverse of gamma. As for VDP, the alpha parameter extracted is equal to minus 0.04. This shows that VDP complies with Weber's law. As for SSIM, its behavior depends on the value of the constants. When these constants are null, the alpha parameter extracted is zero, and this shows that SSIM comply with Weber's law. When the constants have the usual values, SSIM is not consistent with Weber's law, nor with HVS with respect to its sensitivity to background luminance. As for a conclusion, I would say that VDP and SSIM are to some extent consistent with Weber's law, and therefore not with HVS regarding their sensitivity to background luminance. A photometric invariance law has been proposed, and a simulation tool is proposed also. Now, it may happen that the use of Weber's contrast improve rendering for some applications. Indeed, Weber's contrast tend to focus the algorithm on dark regions, and it may happen that these dark regions contain more information, say the building as opposed to the sky, or the reflection on a red car may tell us more about the surface of the car. To my opinion, this should remain application driven. Good news about quality assessment is that many papers from the image processing literature use visual inspection instead of ground truth specific to some applications. As a result, the algorithms are designed or are modified so as to cope with HVS specific ideas. And this is a boundless source of ideas. I thank you for your attention.